I'm Elise Forbes with BYU Idaho Radio. TEDx Rexburg organizer Maya Lisa Adams joins me here through phone call. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
You're welcome, Elise. Thanks for asking.
So just to start off, a little bit about you. You not only teach here at BYU Idaho, but you also run a global public speaking firm that focuses on TED Talks. How did you get involved in public speaking and helping others improve their public speaking?
Well, I say that my public speaking goes back to being in primary, and my mom made me memorize my talk as a three-year-old, basically. And then, of course, high school speech and debate. And then early in my career, I was in the Silicon Valley and gave presentations for a software company that I represented. But the way I got into TEDx itself was I went back to teaching, and I had a student talk to me and say, "Hey, Mrs. Adams, do you happen to know about the golden circles?" I'm like, "No, what are the golden circles?" And it ends up being Simon Sinek's talk, TEDx talk, Start With Why. And that got me hooked on TEDx talks. And they became popular because Chris Anderson, the head of TED, was curating them on YouTube. Because when someone speaks and gives a TEDx talk now, they are forever archived and curated on TEDx. And when I came to teach at BYU Idaho, I got a chance to teach professional presentations in the communication department, and one of the assignments there is to give a TED-style talk. Now, I say TED-style because it doesn't have official branding. You have to be affiliated and get a license from TED, like TEDx Rexburg has, to actually give a TEDx talk, but we teach the students how to do a TED-style talk. And in addition to that, I had attended both TEDx Idle Falls and TEDx Rexburg, and they both asked me to coach their speakers to start out with, and that's how I got started learning all about TEDx.
I know that TEDx has happened in Rexburg in the past. It's happened in Idaho Falls, and it's going to come again to Rexburg this year. The theme for this year is resilience. What was the inspiration for choosing this theme?
Well, and most of these same speakers were going to speak the last weekend in March of 2020. But we all know what happened by the last weekend in March of 2020.
Right.
People were not meeting in person. TEDx Idaho Falls was able to hold theirs the first weekend in March, but just a few days later, other TEDx events around the globe were canceled. And so this will be the first time that a TEDx event is coming back to Southeast Idaho since March of 2020. And we did have a different theme for what was going to be happening in 2020. But there's two things that inspire it. One, our resilience and sticking with and still having an opportunity for these fabulous speakers that are coming from across the United States to speak here. And then the other thing is that it happens to be the weekend, March 12th, is the birthday of Rexburg. And Rexburg is founded basically with resilient people. We have strong winds here. We have deep roots. And we are just a resilient people. So it's a combination of the pandemic and the town and celebrating the birth of Rexburg.
And how were these speakers chosen back in 2020 or 2019, mm-hmm. whenever those decisions were made?
Yeah.
How do you go about finding speakers and inviting them?
Well, when I started working with TEDx organizations, there were only 300 licenses given to communities or universities around the world. Today, there are over 3,300 of those, and everyone has to have a license. And the X in TEDx means it's a TED event that you're putting on a local regional level, and it's independently organized. And so each organization gets to decide how they go about getting speakers. For example, TEDx BYU, there is a TEDx BYU, they go out and they hunt down speakers. They don't take applications. Whereas here in Rexburg, you can nominate someone. If you know of a great idea, go right now to TEDxRexburg.com and click on nominate and tell us about a speaker that we could have come the next time. Or you can apply yourself. And most TEDx events around the globe have some sort of a application process, which then becomes an audition process. And those who organize the event get together, and it's much like looking for a job. You need to have a standout resume and standout cover letters to get the attention, because we might have 350 people apply for 12 slots, or we might have 150 people apply for 8 speaking slots. So there's a lot of competition wherever you're speaking at a TEDx event.
And tell me a little bit about what you do to help these speakers prepare. Since you professionally help speakers prepare for TEDx talks, are you involved in helping the Rexburg speakers or anything like that?
Yes, so that's what I traditionally have done, is been the speaker coach. This year I'm helping a lot more with the organizing side of it as well. But when I work with the speakers in TEDx, whether that is for pay or for volunteer, like it is at an organization, then what I'm doing is helping them realize that there's a difference in giving a TEDx talk versus a keynote speech. One of the big differences is the time. A keynote speech is usually 45 minutes, and you have three different points you want to make. Whereas a TEDx talk was originally created to be 18 minutes or less, and you only talk about one idea. TED stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design, and almost 40 years ago, TEDx talks happened. They started in the Bay Area, and it was a conference for those who are the best of the best in technology, entertainment, and design to get together annually in California and talk about what's new, what makes life easier in technology, what's the new development. And so it's a conference. And so it's the same thing here. Whenever you don't have to talk only about those things, obviously, and we have it for many years. It can be about anything. But it's an idea that's worth spreading, telling other people, not only on the stage you stand on, or sometimes do virtually because of the pandemic, but the stage of the YouTube stage that stays out there forever. And you want to get their attention, and one of the best ways to do that is just talk about the one thing that you have to add to the conversation, that one idea that's worth spreading. So my job is to help them take the other stuff out and focus on that one most important message, which really is that one thing that they have as an expert to add to the conversation and their field of expertise that will help other people.
As you've coached speakers and been involved in TEDx events, what kind of impact have you seen from these ideas being spread through public speaking?
Yeah, one of our professors here on campus, Bill Crawford, he gave a TEDx Rexburg talk, in fact, the very first year that I got involved. And he's closing in on close to 750,000 views. So that has impacted anybody who wants to learn how to be the best at something. He learned how to do that in the military. He was a stealth bomber pilot, and he tells that story, and he tells that process that the military does. The reason he has so many views is because then the military found out he had done this, and so other people in the military started watching that TEDx talk. So it's had an impact in an indirect way back to the military where he actually learned it from. Another way you might know Brother Crawford is he's the one who started Righteous Slice Pizza here in town. And he even talks in his TEDx talk about how he wants to be the best at pizza making. And that's how he approaches life. And that is definitely an idea worth spreading. And it has spread to hundreds of thousands of people.
And for Rexburg residents who are listening now and want to come participate in TEDx or possibly nominate a speaker, could you just give them a little bit of quick information on how they could get tickets or participate?
Yes. We are looking for volunteers. We're looking for sponsors. We're, of course, our speakers have been chosen, but you can still nominate someone for next year. But the main thing right now is that tickets have gone on sale. So all of that can be found at TEDxRexburg.com. And you can just click on the menus, whether you want to nominate a speaker, whether you want to be a sponsor, whether you want to purchase tickets. And just go get your tickets now. And that's going to be held at the Romance Theater, right downtown on Main Street in Rexburg, and they have done a great job over the years of improving that and bringing it back to its original beauty. They've completely redone the lobby. They have many other wonderful events that students and faculty should find out about and go attend, but they will be hosting it at the Romance Theater. And so there's a capacity for 375 people. So whether you're faculty, whether you're students, whether you're a community member who might happen to hear this, we would love to have you come and hear about 8 ideas that are worth spreading. And some of these speakers are coming from as far as New York, from Louisiana, from Texas, from California, and then we also have a few local speakers as well.
Great. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
You're welcome.
That was an interview with TEDx Rexburg organizer Maya Lisa Adams.